words sometimes are not as easy to understand as examples. And so today I'm pleased to have the opportunity to introduce to you Alice and Rachel Olive, and to let them show you a little bit about how they lived out their baptismal vows this past summer. Alice is a public health nurse here in San Diego, and she offered her professional skills and her loving heart to the medical arm of the Guatemala Mission Project. Rachel is a high school student who was baptized right here in this sanctuary only a few years ago. She offered kindness and friendship to the children of Guatemala. The two of them are going to talk a little bit about their experience, and then the choir will sing as we take in many more of the images that Alice and Rachel brought back with them.
We're bringing Carol Conger Cross up with us, who is the inspiration and vision of this Guatemala project. And I don't want to cry, so I won't start with that. But I wanted to let you know that when we first thought about going to Guatemala, I was apprehensive. I didn't know how it would be. I didn't know if it would be safe for Rachel. And I had a lot of concerns. I didn't really know exactly what I would be doing. So we got there, and it was a little confusing, but we found a beautiful country, beautiful people with pure hearts, people who have endured for hundreds of years ethnic cleansing and horrible things, but they endure. They work hard. They don't have much, but what they do have, they make the most of. You can see the country and how beautiful it is. And our first day, we went to, there's a woman weaving, and they just set up their weaving looms on the side of the road. Did you want to say something about that? Okay. And they make the beautiful weavings and beautiful clothes that you'll see out there. This project sponsors the Ruth and Naomi Widows Weaving Cooperative. And do you want to talk about that a little bit?
Real quick, it comes out of a community up in the mountains that this church sponsored at the church a kitchen that is gorgeous, and they got to use the kitchen as a medical facility.
We did.
And in this community, there are 84 widows, and a group of 17 or 18 of them got together, and they weave things that then are taken in the trade school that we help build. And some of the things that we have out there are made by them, and then in the trade school, made into things that are sellable here and usable here in the United States and also in Europe. And they are a wonderful group of women that continue to use this so that they can support themselves, since their husbands were murdered.
And Rachel has a jacket that she loved, because each of the squares represented a different area with the weaving. So it meant a lot to her to be able to have that. The first day we went to clinic. Oh, I know, Rachel wants to tell you about this. I'm sorry, I'm getting
This is a picture that I took. It's they tie their animals to boats and to the side of the road because they don't have stables and barns like we do, but they make use of anything they have. And
so that's how they can eat. They just move them along. We saw pigs tied to the side of the road where there were places to graze, and it was amazing. And did you want to talk about this one too?
Okay. When we went, we were going around Lake Atitlan in a boat, and I was taking pictures, and I ran out of film, so I opened my bag to get film, and the kids came, three kids, and they thought I was reaching in for money for them. So I felt kind of bad, and they saw that I had lollipops, and I had three lollipops, and there were three kids, so I gave one to each of them, and that was a really big mistake, because all of the kids came running from the hills, and yeah, and that felt kind of bad because I didn't have enough candy for all of them, but Now I know that.
Don't bring candy out there.
Unless you have a lot of it. Yeah.
This is a picture.
Oh, yeah. That Rachel. And they all ride in cars and trucks, and they pile up to get places. And I took. Oh, that is us. We were going to the clinic where we entertain the kids with our puppets. That was fun. Here's the clinic.
And this is the clinic at Commonshaw. And it was our very first clinic. We did three different clinics during the week. And this is Juan To, who is an amazing young man who has been through incredible adversity to become the, what is his title?
He was administrator of the clinic, and he's learned to become a dentist by the dentist that runs the clinic from the States. And now he is living and working on a scholarship and getting a license so that he can take over from the dentist who taught him when he retires, and he can help his own people. He's an amazing young man, and both Diane and Lynn have given him a laptop that he uses quite frequently, and he's at the top of his class, and he is very persistent because it's going to take him 9 years. And not only is he supporting himself on this scholarship, but his wife and his son and his father and his sisters, and everybody works together to make it happen. And that's how people pull together and make it happen in Guatemala. And he's an absolutely amazing man, and we are always looking for support for him to make that happen. And the big deal was that he was here and he learned English and he lived here for 4.5 years, and everybody couldn't believe that he was actually going to go back to Guatemala. And he has. And he's been there for 6 years now, and he's doing wonderful things.
And I think that Juan is an example of the spirit of the people of Guatemala, because through all the hardship and adversity, they continue on. They work hard. They don't have the things that we have, but their spirit is there. And everybody you see says hola. Mm-hmm. Everybody is just warm and welcoming. So it was a wonderful experience. This is a picture of the clinic, again, and it shows how the people lined up. They walk for miles to be able to come to a clinic and get help for their families, their children. Our very first day, well, this is a pharmacy. We brought $5,000 worth of medicines, and we shared some with them, and then we took them along with us to the other clinics that we went to. This is one of the doctors, and this young woman sitting in the black sweatshirt is Andrea, and she is a Guatemalan young lady who was raised in Guatemala City and taught in private school. She had advantages that the Indians of Guatemala, the Mayan Indians, never had, and she had never had an experience with these people. She had been there her whole life, and this was the first time that she had really been able to see what was happening in the mountains with these Indians. She's going to college. She's going to come back to her country and become a civil engineer and help her country. So she was an incredible translator, an incredible person. And you can see the two people sitting there with the doctor, Dr. Elliott. We had three physicians that came with us. We had at least three nurse practitioners. I may be leaving one out. And then we had nurses, and we had lots of wonderful help. So it was terrific. And I think everybody felt like they just wanted to do as much as they could do. But the people, you can see her head is down. One of the things that we were told in our very first meeting with Dr. Phil, who is not our Dr. Phil on TV, but a dentist who's been working with these people for 5 years, told us that these people feel that they are not worthy. And you can see, by the way, her head is down, that demureness, that just not feeling worthy. And he said the best thing that we could do is listen to their stories, and that would be a way to help them. He also told us that there would be, each of us would find a reason for being there and to watch for it during the week. And So we did. And one of the reasons I felt that we were there was so that Rachel could be there. She has always wanted to help people, and she loved having the experience of going and meeting new people and helping them. Did you want to say something? No? Okay. No? Okay. All right. Okay. Medically, we saw lots of people. I worked with a pediatrician. We saw children who had horrible teeth because they drink a lot of soda. Everybody was treated for worms. And we saw people that don't have a chance to get the kind of health care we have here. I work with poor people. I work in some the poorest areas of San Diego. And I kept thinking, well, what's the difference? What's the difference? And what I saw was they have no opportunity. Where even the sickest person here, even if they don't have insurance, can get help. We saw a woman a little bit older than me who had metastatic breast cancer. Both her breasts were involved, her whole chest was involved, and she had no idea what was going on. She just thought she had some abscesses. We don't have that here. We're so lucky. We have so many opportunities. We saw a baby that didn't get antibiotics for an infection after she was born, who is just probably going to die at some point. She's about 2, and she probably weighs maybe a little over 10 pounds now. So we saw a lot of things that could have been fixed, and that is the difference, I think. And I also felt that they were so grateful for the smallest thing that you did. There was always a thank you. I work here, and I expect no thank yous. And that's okay. I don't do it to get thanks. But these people were so incredibly grateful that it was amazing. You'll see in some of these pictures later on, there was a big celebration, and you'll see Carol in an outfit. Oh, bring Chi-Chi doll up. You'll see Carol in the outfit of the people of the village and Chi-Chi Castanango, and they were so grateful that they had this incredibly giant celebration for the ribbon cutting for the school that all of you helped with. This is the doll. Yeah.
These are wee peels, and they wear these skirts.
Skirt is a corte.
Corte. And
but it's that everyone wears this. We don't see people walking around with little, tummies showing and jeans and all of that. They wear these clothes, and you'll see them in the picture. They got dressed in their beautiful outfits, and they had Carol dress and Pat dress in this outfit, too. They were so grateful. It was so touching to watch their gratitude. They presented their children to sing and dance for us. And the gift that we gave was to watch them. And I felt that they were so grateful to have us sit there. And then they fed us. And, and I felt a little guilty because they fed us the good food. And then they sat outside and had their little cornmeal tamales. But I knew that it was our gift to them to accept it and to enjoy it. Oh, and they also presented us and each of us.
They gave us corn, yeah. As a thank you for the school that the team has been building for about 3 years or so.
We started in October, the day school was out, and of last year, and we finished when we were there.
Okay. So, I thought it said 3 years. Okay. But I helped finish paint the school, and all the kids were very grateful, and we gave them computers and just computers we take for granted there, but they're
here.
Right. And there, it's like the best thing in the world for them to get a computer, and it was really nice to see them have that.
And the corn is presented to our church. It's dried out, and somehow I brought it back without realizing that I was supposed to declare it at customs. So if anybody reports me, I'm in big trouble. But anyway, it's dried. It's a sign of life, and it was a wonderful gift. So I really wanted to bring it back and give it to all of you who have supported this project. Okay, I'll... Yes.
Go ahead.
Okay, good. Anyway, One of the answers to the question of why is because we can. We can make such a difference. It takes such a small amount to make a difference in Guatemala. $75 will pay for a year of school for a child. Our Guatemala project, through Carol's incredible vision, supports 55 students right now, which is amazing. And when we were there, someone came to the hotel and asked Carol, could you sponsor my child? I mean, they know Carol. It's amazing. They know what wonderful work she's done. And all of you make a difference by supporting this project and going. And all of you have done something to make this happen. I just want to say that I think that one of the things that I felt the most was that all of us in our hearts want to do something really wonderful to make the world a better place. And I've watched and was amazed by Carol's vision and this team's vision. And all of us can help and make a difference to so many lives through this project. So thank you for your help in getting us there and for all the things that you do for the people of Guatemala.
Amen.